You know, one of the questions I've been asked more than any other question when I've held meetings like this around the world, not as much here in the U.S., but here in the U.S. as well, is this question that's on the screen. If God is so good, then why is the world so bad? When I was in Russia, more than any other place, I got this question, seemed like every single night. Every place I've been, as Pastor Glenn knows, and the times that we spent in the Philippines, meetings I've held in other parts of the country, speaking in Mexico, when I was in Cuba, they asked the same thing. When I was in Egypt, every place I held meetings, I was asked that question. If God is so good, why is the world so bad? What happened to make a mess out of this planet? Well, we're going to look a little bit about that tonight. We're going to look at that subject. And since last night we laid the foundation, we can totally trust God's word, the Bible. Let's start with a Bible story. Story is told by Jesus himself of a farmer who went out and planted seeds. And as he planted these seeds, he was pretty excited that one day he was going to reap this wonderful crop. When the time came for reaping, the wheat grew alongside the weeds. And he thought, well, and you know, he knew what he was going to say, but his disciples, the followers of Jesus, thought, well, how could that happen? In fact, they asked this question to the Lord. They said, Lord, if a farmer planted good seed, where did these weeds come from? How could that be possible? How many of you have ever planted a garden? Can I see your hands? Okay. I've planted two gardens in my life. The first one went completely dead within a couple of weeks. I forgot you have to water things and you have to do other things to keep it alive. The second one I worked really hard on. As a matter of fact, this was an amazing, amazing garden. This was in New Jersey. New Jersey is well known for growing tomatoes. It might be the acidic, I don't know what it is in the soil, but tomatoes grow real easy. So we had tomatoes coming out of everywhere. But I tried to grow peppers. I tried to grow cantaloupe. I tried to grow watermelon. I tried to grow all kinds of things. The tomatoes grew well, real well. The other things I had a little bit of a problem with, and part of it was because where I lived in New Jersey, that part of New Jersey, there were lots of deer. And the deer came along and ate a lot of my stuff. Now, I wasn't mean to the deer, even though I did have a dog and sent her out there to chase them away. I did everything they told me to do to keep that garden alive. They said, well, if you put human hair around the edges of the garden, The deer won't come because they don't like human hair. They came right past the human hair. And they said, if you put soap, cut up little pieces of soap and put them on sticks, if you put the soap out there, they don't like that smell, they won't come. Maybe it was the Dove soap. It did not work. So I went with Irish Spring, since I'm part Irish anyway. That didn't work either. I couldn't keep the deer out of the garden. However, this was an amazing thing. Weeds grew in that garden. And I didn't plant them. Who plants weeds? How did the weeds get there? The deer seemed to let the weeds go. They didn't care about the weeds. They wanted the other stuff. Well, Jesus was trying to tell his disciples something about life, something about the world by using a contemporary illustration, the illustration of farming. Everybody knew farming in those days. And so he goes on in Matthew chapter 13, verse 37, and he says this. He answered and said to his disciples, he who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. Anyone know who the Son of Man is? Jesus. In fact, it is the title he gives to himself more than any other title. He calls himself the Son of Man. He goes on to say in verse 38, the field is the world. The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom, but the tares are the weeds are what? The sons of the wicked one. Now, it's interesting. He gives us a clear picture that Jesus is the one who plants the seeds. Those who accept it are the good seed. They accept the message of Christ and his good news. And those who reject that and turn away from it, if you will, are the tares, the weeds. But then he goes on to say something very important for us tonight. Look at the last part of verse 39. The enemy who sowed these weeds is who? The devil. That's exactly right. Now, have you ever heard of an accident or a tornado or something coming through and destroying a town and people using this term, it was an act of God? Have you ever heard that? As a matter of fact, when I first moved to Arizona 16 years ago, I was reading the newspaper. Back in those days, we still read newspapers, you know? We don't, how many people, does anyone still read a newspaper? Okay, occasionally, all right. Back now, we read everything on the internet. But I opened up my newspaper and I started reading, and there was a story of a man fighting with his insurance company. I think it was the Gecko, so be careful with that one, all right? But anyway, just kidding. But whoever it was he was fighting with in his insurance company, the insurance company was giving him a hard time because he claimed the insurance should cover his car because a cactus fell on it, all right? Now, he claimed that this cactus fell on his car. This wasn't the car, by the way. I took this picture off a postcard, but kind of illustrates what I'm talking about. Cactus fell on the car. The insurance company said, no, it's an act of God. And so the man was saying, wait a second now. Did God push the cactus over on my car? And it was just this big battle. It was kind of hilarious to read this article. You know, today, when something bad happens, the devil loves it when we blame God for it. Do you know that? He wants us to do that. It's amazing. We go to the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, and God tells us how all of this got started. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. It says there was war, and war broke out in where? Heaven, interestingly enough. We don't think of heaven as having a war. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels fought. Verse 8, but they did not prevail, nor was their place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon, now it's interesting, it explains who the dragon is here pretty clearly, right? The great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, name number one, called the devil, name number two, and Satan, name number three, who deceives the whole world. Here, he's given three names. The serpent of old, you gave to be with me. She gave me of the tree and decided he was going to go on a tour. Now, he did both gospel music. He also did jazz music. This particular tour, he was going to do jazz music because jazz music paid the bills. So he decided he'd go out and do some jazz music, but he'd also sing for some churches and do some concerts as well. On his trip, this is going back a ways, there were no cell phones. There were no regular phones. You had to find a phone booth to talk to someone. He was on his trip when he was getting ready to go out on a concert and a telegram came. You don't know what a telegram is, some of you do. Telegram came saying his wife had to be rushed to the hospital. The baby was coming early. Shady thought nothing of it. He continued. He went and did his concert. When the concert ended, he received a second telegram telling, precious Lord, lead me home. Tonight, whatever trouble is a very present help. When? In a time. Take my hand.